Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is a place where you check in each weekend to get your vital health information. We hope you'll join us for the next hour or so. 888-302-3684. That's the number that you can call to get in on the conversation. And we got lots to talk about this hour. Among the things that we're going to talk about, do we really need this? Instant alcohol, dehydrated alcohol powder. It just had water and you can get high. And it's great because you can get in any sports event or into a movie theater. And all you need is just add water. We'll find out what that's all about. 888-302-3684. A surefire way to prevent brain shrinkage. Did you realize that we are inexorably programmed towards brain shrinkage, but there is a way to combat that tendency? We'll talk about that this hour. All right, before we get to your phone calls plus some of our other stories, here's an interesting one. It has to do with statin use. You know, we talk about the side effects of statins, unnecessary prescribing, the cost of statins, their relative ineffectiveness in people who have very little in the way of cardiovascular risk, except for the fact that their cholesterol numbers may be high. So you might have to treat 100 patients, perhaps 500 patients, to save just one patient from a heart attack, meaning that 499 people or 999 people take it unnecessarily, risking problems, risking muscle aches, liver problems, memory problems, and the like. Well, here's a new consequence of statin use, and it comes to us from no less authoritative place than the Journal of the American Medical Association. Headline: statin use may lead some patients to pig out. This according to the latest study. Now, ironically, they sometimes accuse vitamins and supplements of doing precisely that. They say that people who take vitamins and supplements, it's a waste of time. And, oh, by the way, they think that somehow they have a force field around them to protect themselves from all manner of hazards, and therefore they stop exercising, they smoke, they do bad things, they eat poor quality foods. Well, those of you out there who take vitamins and supplements, you're probably the very people who take extraordinarily good care of your bodies, right? I mean, if you're concerned enough to, on a daily basis, take vitamins and supplements, it's very unlikely that you're going to be engaging in very harmful health habits. So that that basically is a non sequitur, that people who take vitamins somehow engage in unhealthy lifestyles. But when it comes to statins, this, according to the study, is likely to happen. 10 years of U.S. data suggests that cholesterol-lowering statins are giving patients a license to pig out. You remember the too big to fail theme, you know, with the financial bailout? A word kept coming up. The word was moral hazard. And what they were saying was that if we eliminate moral hazard from the banks, that the banks will not engage in fiscal rectitude, and therefore they will not save enough money, they will make reckless investments, and if they're always backstopped by the government, that increases the risk of moral hazard. The same thing could be said for some people who are not supporters of very extensive universal health insurance. They're saying that by giving people lots and lots of incentive to eat badly, to do harmful things, that you're eliminating the moral hazard associated with bad health behaviors. Well, that's what they're saying now about statins. In this study, they followed a large number of people. I think it was like 28,000 adults age 20 and older. And during this period, 1990 to 2010, the portion who used statins steadily increased. from 8% to 17%. And what they discovered is that in the first year, statin users consumed 2,000 calories per day, but by the end of the study, they consumed almost 2,200 calories per day. The average fat intake also increased from 72 to 82 grams daily. It was as if they thought that because they were taking statins, they were invulnerable. They didn't need to watch out for their diets. They didn't need to exercise as much because they were protected. Diabetes also increased. 29% of statin users had it in 2010 versus just 22% in the study's first year. Now, there's already a black box warning on statin drugs suggesting that they may increase the risk of diabetes. And that may be because of some intrinsic action of the statins, that they do something to your metabolism to make you perhaps have lower cholesterol, but increasing your risk of diabetes. That isn't good because diabetes, we know, leads to cardiovascular disease. So this study suggests that maybe there's a problem with giving people a quick fix, a pill that is designed to protect them from harm and to ward off all evil. And the study suggests that eliminating the moral hazard of poor diet and sedentary lifestyle might lead some people to pig out. The editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Dr. Rita Redberg, says the study, quote, raises concerns of a potential moral hazard of statin use. Statins provide a false reinsurance, she says. People seem to believe that statins can compensate for poor dietary choices and sedentary life. So, that's the American way, isn't it? You got a problem, take a medication, all fixed. Well, according to this study, that may not be the case. All right, let's take some of your questions. We have Dave on the line.
Hi,
Dave, are you
Thompson.
There? Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, let me remind our audience, our number is 888-302-3684. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. I have a swollen gland in the back of my neck. It's about 1 month. I went to the doctor a few weeks ago. We took blood. Nothing came up, and I'm just curious what to do next.
Is it painful?
No.
It's not sore at all. Just a swollen gland in the back of your neck. Do you have any problems in your scalp or hair?
Itchy.
Okay. So it is possible, since the glands in the back of your neck are actually downstream from your scalp, that you may have a scalp problem, some kind of chronic inflammation, irritation, or infection that is causing that gland to respond. Now, lymph glands are there because they're little factories for white blood cells or immune defenders, so that if something is happening upstream from a lymph gland, you know, wherever it is in the body, you know, maybe you've got a swollen lymph gland in your neck, and that may be the result of infected gums or an infected tooth or a generalized infection in the body. This is a sign that your body's trying to fight something off. Now, where it becomes a concern, this is a familiar drill in medicine, that patients come in and they have a swollen lymph gland. So in medicine, what we generally say is, well, what's the worst case scenario? Oh, my goodness, a swollen gland could be a sign of a cancer. Typically, a lymphoma may cause a swollen gland. Look, I'm not trying to get you all, you know, worried and apprehensive about this. It's very unlikely that what you're having is anything like that. It's likely that this is a transient reaction to some sort of infection your body's trying to fight off. I would look at the situation with your scalp and hair, see if something's going on there. Maybe there is, you know, you're suffering from a chronic seborrheic dermatitis, which can be caused by a fungal infection, and that can actually cause a lymph gland to be stimulated. Typically, what will happen is these things are observed. If they enlarge and, you know, persist, then sometimes the doctor will say, well, let's try an antibiotic, see if it goes away. The antibiotic supposedly gets rid of the microbes or the bacteria that's causing the gland to be inflamed or enlarged. If it goes away, fine. If it doesn't go away, next step is a biopsy. Biopsy can determine, or sometimes even imaging. You can do MRIs or CAT scans to see what
lymph glands consist of, if they have any ominous-looking appearance. But I'm pretty sure that what you're having is just kind of run-of-the-mill thing, and, you know, good that you checked it out with your doctor. Your doctor doesn't seem particularly concerned and is just going to observe it. And it probably will just shrink of its own accord. What do you say, Dave?
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to check the scalp area.
Yeah, I think that that may be the source of the problem. See if this isn't a sign that you've got some scalp issues. And, you know, there may be something that needs to be addressed. Typically, unfortunately, conventional medicine will address scalp problems with some kind of steroid medication or a lotion that you put into the scalp, maybe some antifungal medication. But, you know, there may be some kind of underlying problem that's affecting your scalp. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684. We'd love to hear from you on this beautiful spring weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic aged garlic extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic aged garlic extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic aged garlic extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life. By correcting the global omega-3 deficiency, each generation can have the opportunity to grow healthy and strong, so you can do more of what you love with those you love. What's essential to us is proven purity and leading freshness. All of our oils surpass strict international standards for purity and freshness. Our oxygen-free processing combined with natural flavoring ensures no fishy smell, taste, or aftertaste. 100% of our fish is wild-caught, sourced in line with the Norwegian Fisheries Management System, and processed with minimal environmental impact. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health food stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, because I've got the extraordinary privilege of being able to field your questions and offer you health advice. 888-302-3684 for questions. And before we get to Frank, who's got a question, here's an interesting one. Do you know that your brain is shrinking? Even while you listen to this program, your brain is shrinking. There are tens of billions of cells in your brain, and you're losing brain cells. And no, it wasn't just that lost weekend back in college that caused you to lose brain cells. You're continuously losing brain cells, and your brain is actually shrinking. We can see this on MRI exams. And there's a particularly pernicious genetic variation called APOE4. And if you get a double hit on APOE4, you have a much higher risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And they've come up with nothing. There is nothing that can forestall this in the world of medicine. But a new study suggests that there's a natural therapy that can do this. And if you're thinking it's a pill or vitamin, yeah, I mean, high-dose vitamin E, omega-3 fatty acids, phosphatidylserine, vinpocetine, on and on it goes. There are lots of things that are plausible brain protectors. But this is a lot simpler. It's regular exercise. A study of men and women in their 60s, 70s, and 80s found that being active at least three times a week actually stopped the brain from shrinking. This study was done in England,
where they refer to retired people as pensioners. It's kind of cool because who has a pension anymore they can depend on in America? But they refer to these folks as pensioners. And what they found is that three times a week, exercise consisting of brisk walking, jogging, swimming, and or cycling could forestall brain shrinkage. By the way, strenuous household chores also helped. So the other day I did a little spring cleaning in the apartment. I attacked it with Windex and Pledge and a vacuum cleaner. And I did a brisk couple hours doing that. That could count. So the suggestion is that we need to be moderately physically active three times a week to protect us from cognitive decline. And it's still good old-fashioned exercise, still the most effective way to protect the brain from declining function. So stay active. Let's talk to Frank. Welcome.
Hello, doctor.
Hey, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Great to have you back. I've got a problem I haven't heard discussed much. Excessive salivation.
Wow.
It starts in the middle of the day, and I'm not looking for a diagnosis, but just some ideas before I see my regular doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I for a few days thinking maybe it was something in my supplements. I eliminated taking any of them, but that didn't
right.
seem to make any difference.
I can't think, 30 years of experience with supplements, I can't think of any supplements that would cause excessive salivation.
Well,
although that
I
would
try,
be nice for a lot of people.
Drooling.
A lot of people have dry. A lot of people have the opposite problem. They have dry mouths,
right.
so they're
yeah,
seeking
and,
something
and
that will stimulate.
It's not drooling,
saliva.
But it's just that right. I can feel in my mouth that I have a lot of saliva, and I even, I only take really a low dose of Lipitor daily and metoprolol, the tartrated form, daily,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a side effect of either one of those. So
exactly. That's not
if,
a known side effect of either of those medications, correct?
Right. Now, I mean, as far as I've been able to look up on the Internet. So
right.
I'm wondering, if you have some ideas for me to pursue.
Yeah, there is something that you could try that has actually sort of a drying effect in general, and it's sage tea.
Sage
is a common kitchen spice.
Right.
In fact, it tastes great on poultry and fish and various types of dishes. And if you make a tea out of sage, you can actually, now that the weather's warmer, you can actually grow sage. It grows great outside. You can chop up the leaves and you can make a tea. And that has a sort of an astringent or drying effect on the body. In fact, it's used sometimes for excessive perspiration traditionally
mm-hmm.
in herbal medicine. And you may give that a try. It has a rather drying effect on the mouth. Usually for many people, that's unpleasant. Now, there are actually medications that can stop saliva. And unfortunately, among the medications that commonly do this are many of the medications that prevent us from frequent urination, like these things that, are advertised on TV. If you can't sit through a baseball game, you take this or that or the other thing.
Right.
Not the prostate shrinking medication, but the urinary frequency medication. There's tens
mm-hmm.
of millions of Americans taking that. And these are medications that actually end up drying out. Also, antihistamine, decongestant medications will have a drying effect. And, I hope you don't have to get to the point where you require medication, but a simple herbal remedy like sage tea might make a difference for you. That's
sage,
all I can think of. But, I'm sure.
Is sage tea also available in, a health food store in an
Probably is. Probably is. But why bother? You can just go, go to the market these days. They have little spice packets. You can get fresh sage. Or you can get a little, go to the nursery and get a little potted sage plant, for $2. Plant it in your garden and, chop up a few leaves, chop them up, add hot water, and you make a nice infusion. You can drink that and see what happens. All right. When we return, more of your phone calls, your questions, interesting questions today. The next subject, just what we need, instant alcohol in a powdered form. What's up with that? We'll share that with you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason? and it's because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's a product that is meeting a need that we certainly don't have, which is dehydrated alcohol. In other words, alcohol in a little sachet, like a packet. Just add water, and you can get high. This is actually something that recently was considered for approval in the United States, fortunately got turned down because the potential for abuse is enormous. Because think of all these places where you can't bring alcohol in, and particularly for kids, easily concealed in a small packet, just add water, and you can get blown away with an alcoholic drink. Now, it sounds fantastic because everybody knows that alcohol is a liquid. And even if you put alcohol in the freezer, it doesn't become a solid. So the idea of alcohol as a powder, that's crazy. When I first heard about it, I said, that's nuts. What are they talking about? But I looked it up, and there is a technology that was registered for the process as early as 1974. And it involves encapsulating alcohol in tiny nanoparticles that are made of cyclodextrins. Cyclodextrins, if you look at the chemical structure of a cyclodextrin, it looks like a ring structure. And in the center of the ring structure, you can put some alcohol, which is chemically carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, small molecule. And you could put several of these molecules inside a cyclodextrin. And it appears for all the world like a powder or a granulated kind of mix. And they use this in different parts of the world. In Germany, apparently, this stuff is available or was available. And when mixed with a quarter liter of water, that's like a pint of water, it yields a drink with about 5% alcohol. That's equivalent to a mild beer. So this would be ideal for a flavored alco-pop kind of drink. Imagine you have a little synthetic flavoring and just add water, boom. Great for teeny boppers and teenagers to get high off of. And in the Netherlands, they've got a product called Booze to Go. It produces a bubbly lime-colored and lime-flavored drink with 3% alcohol when mixed with water. The makers say they are aiming at the youth market. And one advantage of the powder is that in those countries it would be legal to sell to people under 18, which is the legal drinking age in the Netherlands. It's kind of like a little instant Bacardi Breezer or Strawberry Hill wine. You know, these young kids like really sugary-flavored alcohols. Just the perfect gateway drink for an adult career in alcohol. So, yeah, we applaud the powers that be for not approving this in the United States, but, you know, who knows? Maybe the next great thing. All right, this item comes to us from the Journal of the American Medical Association Dermatology Edition, and it has to do with free samples. You know, you go to the doctor's office and your doctor offers you free samples. And you think, that's how generous. How generous of my doctor to give me a free sample of medication. That's very thoughtful because medication's expensive these days. And the doctor is saying, here, go ahead. I have plenty of samples. Why does the doctor have a bunch of samples lying around? Well, because of what are called drug detail people who regularly visit doctor's offices. Now, they don't come around to visit me anymore because they know it's a waste of time. I don't prescribe a lot of medication. But many doctors have a procession of detailed people come in and drop off samples at the office, and then you just have to sign. And you get these great little goodies to give to your patients. And a lot of people think, well, this is wonderful on the part of the pharmaceutical companies because they're often criticized that they're making out like bandits. And here, this is in the public interest. They're offering people a chance to get free medications. Well, here's what happens, according to this study in JAMA Dermatology. Researchers at Stanford found that branded drugs accounted for 79% of prescriptions when there were samples given out. But when samples were prohibited, only 17%. Now, let me explain that. A branded drug is usually an expensive patented version of a medication which may have come out as a much cheaper generic. And there are certain institutions, major hospitals, university centers, that prohibit samples. And when samples are not available to give out, far fewer expensive branded drugs are given to patients. And the cost differential is very, very substantial. For example, the average cost of prescriptions for a patient treated by a doctor who received samples was, and this is dermatology, this is just skin problems. So you can imagine what it is for heart problems, pulmonary problems, other types of more serious problems. But the average cost of prescriptions for patients treated by a dermatologist who received samples was around $465, compared to about $200 for patients treated by a doctor without access to samples. This is actually just for acne drugs alone. 9 of the 10 most commonly prescribed medications nationwide were branded drugs. And only 21% of prescriptions written by doctors nationwide were for generics, compared to 83% of prescriptions at the academic medical center. So what this shows is that the practice of giving out samples gets doctors to prescribe more expensive branded drugs rather than substituting cheaper generics. And the authors of the study say the negative consequences of free drug samples affect clinical practice on a national level. Policies should be in place to properly mitigate their inappropriate influence on prescribing patterns. So you think you're getting a free ride. Your doctor's such a nice guy or such a nice gal. The pharmaceutical companies are so generous. Follow the money trail, because ultimately, what sounds like a free ride ends up being much more expensive. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. We'll take more of your phone calls in just a moment, and we've got lots to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Doctor of Heroes Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. When it comes to diabetes, we've long talked about low-carbohydrate diets. And one of the pioneers in talking about this, the late, great Dr. Robert Atkins, before him, Carl Fredericks, they were all about low-carb diets for diabetes. And diabetes is just the tip of the iceberg, because for every diabetic, there's about five people who have insulin resistance, and they're well on their way to developing either diabetes or cardiovascular disease or brain problems or inflammatory problems. So low-carbohydrate diets have survived the test of time. But when it comes to the American Diabetes Association, they have been very, very slow to get off the dime, getting away from a low-fat diet that emphasizes, quote, complex carbohydrates and fiber. I mean, they thought that all that fiber and the whole grains, that that would mitigate the adverse effects of the carbohydrates. But there's a new study that compares the low-carb ketogenic diet to a diet that might still be advocated by the American Diabetes Association, sort of a Mediterranean diet with about 40, 50, 60% complex carbohydrates. That won't cut it, according to the study, when it comes to management of diabetes. This is just from this month, and it's called a randomized trial of a moderate carbohydrate diet. That would be the ADA diet, compared to a very low carbohydrate diet in overweight or obese individuals with type 2 diabetes or prediabetes. So there's nothing new under the sun about this. It just confirms what we've known for a long time, which is that these diets are effective and very much more effective than the standard recommendations that you get from this huge monolithic organization that still holds a lot of sway. The moderate carbohydrate diet. As I said, this one, 45 to 50% carbs, and sometimes referred to as the low-fat diet. And then there was the very low carbohydrate diet, which is ketogenic, less than 50 grams of carbs per day. It would gratify Dr. Bob Atkins that this was the diet used in the study, because that's what he would have advocated. The on the low-carbohydrate diet, participants were instructed to follow a diet which permitted meats, poultry, fish, eggs, cheese, cream, nuts, and seeds, green leafy vegetables, and most other non-starchy vegetables. Kind of Atkins diet, right? And what they found was quite interesting. Despite eating lower calories, those assigned to a low-fat diet lost less weight than those assigned to the ketogenic diet. So it's not about calories. A calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. And what they found is C-reactive protein was more significantly improved in the ketogenic dieters. Fasting insulin and glucose also improved more in the low-carb diet dieters. And the most important factor was the way that these people were able to get off medications. The ketogenic dieters were able to get off the majority of their medications. And in spite of even they're reducing their anti-diabetic medications, their blood sugar control still improved to a greater extent than in the people following the ADA diet. So this, these studies just keep on rolling in, validating the important work that was pioneered by people who were spurned and ridiculed, like Dr. Robert Atkins. New study also, just by the by, once again confirms that the presence of saturated fat in the diet has very little, if anything, to do with cardiovascular risk. So it's not about saturated fat, still stigmatized by the powers that be. It's more about refined carbohydrates, high glycemic index foods that drive our current epidemic of cardiovascular disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take more of your phone calls. We got more to share with you on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. One of our fine sponsors is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. And I'm really pleased to see that our sponsors are very, very legit. And in fact, what's unique about some of these companies, they consecrate a lot of their profits, which they could just put it in their pockets and buy, you know, more fancy, you know, Rolls Royces and Mercedes. But instead, they plow back their revenues into very, very sophisticated scientific research that validates the effectiveness of their products. And Kyolic is by no means an exception. There's a new study just out. Study was performed at UCLA by Dr. Matthew Budoff. And we know that garlic is beneficial for the heart. We know that it can lower LDL cholesterol, it thins the blood, and so on. But, you know, as with statin drugs, in some cases you lower the cholesterol, but it doesn't necessarily translate to heart benefits. So we have to know that the benefits translate to actual results. We have less heart attacks. Will you live longer? What's happening at the surface of the arterial wall? A new study just came out, and it's been publicized. It's here on NBC. I actually posted it on Facebook, and you can actually download this little report from the local NBC affiliate. Researchers wanted to see if there actually is a benefit to the arteries themselves, not just lowering cholesterol. So they gave a group of volunteers aged garlic extract. Patients were given 4 pills a day, 2 in the morning, 2 at night, and this was a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. The patients had some blockage in their arteries, and what they found is, comparing pre to post, the results showed that aged garlic extract actually caused a little bit of regression, a little bit of less plaque, and some of it went away. So this is very, very gratifying. I think strong confirmation that not only can you lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure a little bit in the blood, but that this has a direct effect on the arterial wall. And I have to say, anybody who's got cardiovascular risk, I would much rather prescribe resveratrol, olive leaf extract, Kyolic aged garlic extract. These are things that I think play a very, very significant role in protection, and maybe as important as statins or some of the medications that are used that are so popular, high-priced, and carry side effects. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Stay with us because we got another hour for your questions. And next hour, we're going to tackle some important stuff. We're going to talk about ginseng for the flu. We're going to talk about acne and natural approaches to alleviating acne. 888-302-3684. And this is Intelligent Medicine.